morning, our question today is it permitted to daven with a sleep kippah, a kippah that somebody sleeps with, a shluf kapel? And in addition, is it permitted to daven in pajamas? Just get out of bed and daven in pajamas, go to shul, they look a little bit presentable. Is that permitted? So the Tzitzit Eliezer says that somebody should not come to shul in his simple yarmulke that he sleeps in. Same thing obviously would apply to davening. Coming to shul davening with a sleep kippah would not be dignified and respectable. And in addition, the Shut Yaskel Avdi says the same thing when it comes to pajamas. We should not be davening in pajamas because it's not the derech, it's not the way to stand in front of gedolim in somebody's pajamas. So certainly we should not daven in pajamas. Interestingly, the Tshuvas Or Litzion expands this to also benching. He says that when it comes to Birkas Hamazon, certainly it's inappropriate to say Birkas Hamazon in one's sleep clothing, in one's pajamas, as we have seen that when it comes to davening, one should not do the same. It's not dignified. So whether it's benching or whether it's davening, it would be inappropriate to do either one of those in one's sleep clothing. Now, on the other hand, somewhat on the other hand, the Sefer Birkas HaMedaber says that he saw that somebody wrote that it is mutter to daven in pajamas, even for somebody who is healthy, if it is difficult for him to change into normal clothing. And he brings as a proof to that the Rambam, who says shetzarich letaken malbushav kodim shisbalo, that we have to prepare proper clothing before we daven. The Rambam there was talking that's lechatchila, but b'divyeved it would be acceptable even not having dignified clothing. And in addition, it's hecha de'efsha. The Rambam was talking about that we should prepare beautified clothing when it is possible. However, when it's difficult, then it becomes a lechatchila even to daven with pajamas. In other words, the Rambam would say, somebody who's healthy, somebody who can easily change, if you don't, and you daven in pajamas, b'dievid, it would be okay. But for somebody who it's difficult for him to change, even if he's healthy, it is no longer a b'dievid. It becomes even a lechatchila to daven in pajamas. But then the Sefer Birkas HaMedaber says, but I see the Mishnah Berurah says in the name of the Chai Adam that it's inappropriate to daven in clothing, underneath clothing, not outer clothing, and in addition it's inappropriate to daven in sleep clothing, in pajamas. So he explains that Mishnah Berurah and the Chai Adam as follows: Achnira de Bishashu Chola, if somebody is not well, or Anu, something came up, he doesn't have clean clothing, he's in a rush, whatever the Anus means, then we can be lenient, V'im Yucha Lilbosh Chaluch, but however, we can be lenient for Big Day Shana, but if you can put on an outer garment, put on a shirt on top of the sleep clothing, that is certainly preferable. So here we have it, that we have poskim being, for the most part, machmir. Don't wear sleep clothing, big day shena, pajamas. Don't wear a yarmulke that you sleep in, a shluf kapel. But we do have the Sefer Birkas HaMedaber that says that if it's difficult to change, then it would be acceptable, although not ideal. And if you have to do it, try to put on an outer clothing, outer garment, to put on a jacket, put on a shirt that is a proper garb, so it would make it more respectable and dignified in the davening. Have a wonderful day.